From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Dorian. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, paranormal investigator and ordained exorcist, Archbishop James Long. Going to talk with him about a lot of things in the demonic world, including Waverly Hills. It was a sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky, where they kept tuberculosis patients a long time ago. It's haunted. Well, our internet website sources around the world are telling us tonight that they might be tightening the noose around the neck of Osama bin Laden. And I use the word might in quotes because you never know about these things. But Pakistani forces, apparently backed by some U.S. special units, they say are closing in on al-Qaeda's number two man, Zawahiri, and also possibly Osama bin Laden. They're just not sure yet. Until the middle of last week, Zawahiri was sheltered with the local Pashtun tribes in a town called Banu, a town in northwest Pakistan. It's in a tribal federation area. The approach of Pakistani and U.S. intelligence and special forces apparently caused him to switch hiding places and move to a town called Tang, which is 120 kilometers south of Banu. So they may be getting close. Now, here's another interesting thing that our website sources are disclosing. You know, the Senate's decision here to double the bounty for bin Laden's capture, killing, or information leading to his death or capture jumps to $50 million. It was recommended by President George W. Bush, according to the website source, after the president received an urgent message from Pakistani President Musharraf. The Pakistani president reported that his people had picked up the trail of bin Laden and their pursuit for his deputy, but the tribal chiefs, with knowledge of where the elusive al-Qaeda leader was hiding, they were holding out for an exorbitant sum for their collaboration. So maybe this all makes sense. We'll just keep following up on that story. German officials are said to be so worried a terror attack will come against U.S. targets on their soil that their hair is on fire. That's the word from Mark Hosenball, a Newsweek correspondent who wrote a report for the weekly titled Terror Watch, The Return of Al-Qaeda. Newsweek said that Germany's worries mirror growing concerns in Washington and London that al-Qaeda is set to launch major terror attacks this summer. Things seem to really be heating up. And apparently medical clinics and clinics across the United States have been flooded with requests from foreign nationals from Pakistan and other Muslim countries to help them gain visa entry into the U.S. as patients. The problem is when they show up in the country, they don't show up for their medical treatment. They take off. They get lost in the country. So the clinics that have sponsored these foreign patients have decided to stop doing this, but it's a concern that maybe al-Qaeda is trying to infiltrate the country that way as well. China's top quality control official accused foreign media, including me, of raising unnecessary alarm about the safety of the country's food and drug exports, complaining in particular about U.S. reports. The United States and other countries have cracked down on Chinese products, and rightfully so, since the FDA found in April that North American dogs and cats had been poisoned by tainted Chinese pet food ingredients. And since then, a growing number of Chinese products have been found to contain toxic chemicals and other ingredients. Chinese authorities have responded by prominently announcing their own rejections of imports, some of them from the United States. The District of Columbia officials plan to petition the Supreme Court in an attempt to keep the city's 30-year-old ban on most handguns. A federal appeals court panel struck down the law in March, rejecting the city's argument that the Second Amendment right to bear arms applied only to militias. The full appeals court refused to reconsider that decision in May. Now, if the high court takes up the case, it would mark the first time in 70 years that justices will consider the scope of the Second Amendment. Very strange six-story murder charges have been filed in the burning death of a Texas child welfare caseworker, allegedly at the hands of her new boyfriend. A 41-year-old is behind bars, accused of pouring gasoline on his girlfriend of just 3 months during a fight. setting her on fire and then lying to police about it, saying that she had been burned in a kitchen accident. She had 90% of her body was scorched, and then she died in the hospital. In Colorado, a man carrying a gun and declaring himself, "I am the Emperor," was shot and killed Monday outside the offices of Governor Bill Ritter by state patrolmen. Ritter was in his office. He was not injured. The man refused orders to drop his gun. 4 or 5 shots were heard. Another strange story with a carnival ride. A teenager falls to her death on a ride in Wisconsin. It was a Christian rock festival. They had this ride there called Air Glory. It's a swing ride. When she pulled a string, she fell 40 to 50 feet to her death. It was like a bungee cord that just, I don't know what happened to her. It drops the person down and then supposed to swing them back and forth. And for some reason, after the cord was pulled, she simply fell to the ground. Some of these rides are not safe at all. Around the Clock television channel, devoted exclusively to aging, dying, and death, is to be launched in Germany. It will feature documentaries about graveyards, televised obituaries, tips on finding a decent retirement home, and even how to install in-house stair lifts for you. A strong earthquake shook Japan's northwest coast, setting off a fire at the world's most powerful nuclear power plant, causing a reactor to spill radioactive water into the sea. An accident not reported to the public for hours. The 6.8 magnitude quake killed at least 9 people, injured more than 900 as it toppled hundreds of wooden homes and tore 3-foot-wide fissures in the ground. Highways and bridges buckled. They had a big one out there in Japan. Scientists are using the pine forest slopes of a Mexican volcano as a test bed to see if trees could grow on a heated-up Mars. As part of a vision of making the Chilean barren red planet habitable for humans one day, planetary scientists at NASA and Mexican universities believe if they can warm Mars up using heat-trapping gases, raise the air pressure, and start photosynthesis, they could create an atmosphere that would support oxygen-breathing life forms. In Louisiana, in Jennings there, a woman by the name of Eleanor Beale was crossing the street. She looked up in the sky, and what was falling? Worms. Large, tangled clumps of worms. Hundreds of worms. They don't have any idea where they came from, but some say, well, maybe a water spout did this. It was 5 miles away, but that is a strange one. And here in Hollywood, they are having an auction coming up in August to sell off some of the Hollywood memorabilia. Listen to some of this. The original Statue of Liberty head used in the shocking final scene of Planet of the Apes, that's going to be auctioned off. They think that's going to go for $30,000 to $40,000. Joanna Cassidy's signature Zora black leather costume worn in Blade Runner, $12,000 to $15,000. The full-size Johnny Five hero robot used in Short Circuit 1 and 2 could go for $100,000 to $150,000. The laser pistol used in the original 1960s television series Lost in Space, they are estimating will fetch $20,000 to $35,000 out here. The original Klingon disruptor from the original Star Trek TV series that was on loan to the Smithsonian, they think will go for $20,000 to $25,000. And the original screen used Chewbacca head appliance used in the original Star Wars trilogy, they think will go for $80,000 to $100,000, only in Hollywood. And don't forget, firethegrid.org, if it ever comes back up again, at 7:11 a.m. Eastern Time, 4:11 a.m. Pacific Time, that's the moment for you to do your mass consciousness to try to heal the planet. Firethegrid.org is the website. The server has been blasted. I don't think it's working. Hasn't been working all day. But Fire the Grid, 7:17 at 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time. So if you want to go online and check your local times, you'll be able to figure it out. You may need a brain to figure that out. And that's why we're going to talk about brain power in a moment with Josh Reynolds on Coast to Coast AM. Josh Reynolds is the co-founder president of 2020 Brain Power Partners. You know, he's appeared all over the place on radio and television programs for his inventions, technical innovations, pioneering efforts in the field of biofeedback, stress management, psychophilosophy, molecular electronics, alternative energy, air ionization, brain nutritional science. It goes on and on. He's the author of the book 2020 Brain Power, considered one of the premier brain health and fitness gurus of our time. And he has spent more than 40 years studying brain health, performance, longevity, as well as the brain, mind, and body connection. Josh has also been a scientific advisor to many anti-aging practitioners and medical and research centers. He's known as the $100 million idea man for several inventions and technological innovations. Josh Reynolds. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Thank you very much. I'm great, George. How are you?
Good. You invented the Thighmaster, didn't you?
I did.
How did you come up with that?
Well, in high school, I actually started a company called Atlas Barbell, and I was one of the first, this is back in the 50s, so this is before weightlifting was not only popular, but it was frowned upon. People thought you'd get muscle-bound and muscle-headed. So I invented a new way of making weights, Atlas Barbell, so I got very much into bodybuilding, and just mainly for strength, because I did a lot of sports. And then many years later, I was approached to do a product to bring out to the public, and I decided to do something that had a coil effect because, you know, weights are kind of a dense, gravity.
Yeah.
On. It's kind of a dense resistance, and the coil is like a spring or a rubber band. It's like the muscle. It's got coil to it, snap, it's dynamic. So I developed the Thighmaster, which actually worked faster than weights. It actually developed muscle tone and strength very rapidly.
2020 Brain Power. How'd you get interested in this?
Well, I've always been interested in brain and mind. I was a psych major in college, George. I was on Wall Street, dropped out because I had high blood pressure, and the doctor wanted to put me on blood pressure medication back in the 70s, and I said no. Took a program called Alphagenics. It was using the alpha brainwaves to meditate. And in doing this, I actually relaxed myself enough to bring my blood pressure down. Well, this opened up a whole new world for me, an inner world, a world to go back to my friends on Wall Street and Madison Avenue, who I thought were burning out like I was, and bring them the tools of this newfound area called biofeedback. So we got a chance to measure hundreds and hundreds of brains, look at the brain-mind effect. In fact, I got so iconoclastic by preaching to the medical profession that there is an involuntary nervous system, but guess what? We can control that involuntary nervous system. We don't have to succumb to our emotions or this so-called involuntary nervous system, but what you need is feedback. You need to have immediate objective feedback of what you're trying to affect. Maybe it's blood pressure, maybe it's migraine headache, maybe it's blood flow or stress. They actually had me on the Merv Griffin show, George, to stop my heart for national television. And the storyline was ex-stockbroker turns biofeedback guru.
That is something. You know, and so many people are concerned about their mere physical presence and physical bodies, they don't seem to think that the brain also needs to be exercised.
Well, it's the control center. The brain is the control center, the circuit board for the rest of the body, whether it's the glands, the organs, the heart, the liver, the pancreas, what have you. Mind over body is a natural phenomena. We simply need the tools to get in charge of what's going on in our brain and tune in. So in 1995, I started a website called brain.com that became very popular very fast because I went to one of the premier experts in IQ, Dr. Arthur Jensen out of Berkeley, and we invented the world's fastest IQ test. It was only 5 minutes, so we had thousands and thousands of people come every day to take an IQ test. And then I started to develop something I had been researching for many years, which was a battery of tests that could be administered on a computer, so I called it the cognometer, or over the internet. And what it would let you do is get a complete assessment of your brain power, everything from perception to visual acuity, thinking, speed, memory, recall, what have you. We administered over 1.5 million tests, probably the largest database.
It's huge.
Of what I'd call, yes, exactly. And this was a world internet population. It wasn't just a local population or a U.S. population. But, George, what we saw was kind of tragic. What we saw was the world brain that was collapsing. The average person on the internet, who incidentally, because we all gave my IQ test, is 17 points higher than the average score of the average person, so to speak. So the average person on the net had an IQ of close to 120. Their brain was collapsing. Their brain power declined by up to 50% by age 55.
What was causing that, Josh?
Well, there's many, many, many things that cause this. Stress, of course, is the biggest. There are environmental toxins. There's mercury. There's lead. All the things we read about. There's also ways to get rid of those things, which I outline in my book called 2020 Brain Power.
So physical things are happening to the brain then, right?
Pardon me?
Physical things are affecting the brain.
Yes, but the biggest thing, George, is stress. Stress kills brain cells. That's one of the big discoveries of our, you know, very recent time. Over the last 5 years, scientists have really conclusively come to the fact, understanding stress kills brain cells. It's a hormone called cortisol. It's secreted by the adrenals when they're overstimulated. Cortisol has a natural function and a healthy function unless it's overstimulated. But you see, the form of stress that's most toxic is called technostress. This is what the scientists now believe. Every year, we are assaulted. Our brain is assaulted with more and more and more information. You know this from the position you're in, but every year, 1 to 2 exabytes of new information come into us through the computers, the internet, TV. 1 exabyte of information is equivalent to 100,000 times the information in the Library of Congress. So what happens is our brains are literally on overwhelm. Our speeded up world is slowing down our brain. The good news is there's something we can do about it. You don't have to be a statistic. You don't have to be one of those who brain collapses by up to 50% when you're in the prime of your life at age 50 and you have all this accumulated wisdom and knowledge and no brain power to deliver it. That doesn't have to be, and that's the message that I'm very messianic about, because just a little bit of health and tender loving care for your brain and brain power exercises, which I'll talk about in a minute, all together, knowing what to eat and what not to eat, certain supplements. We did, for instance, our tests, my computer tests, which are used at Stanford and Scripps and other medical schools, have tested thousands of people on a variety of brain supplements. And what we were able to do is isolate 3 out of hundreds that, when combined in a certain combination and ratio, produced a pronounced effect on memory, focus, concentration, and mental clarity.
And that's a positive effect, I take it.
Pardon me?
That's a positive effect, I take it.
Very positive effect, yes. Very positive improvement of memory, mood, concentration, focus, even IQ with a product I invented called Procera AVH. But brain power training is actually, I think, the fastest way to reverse the decline, not just stop that decline, but reverse it. You know, you talked about fire the grid, which I think this is very auspicious for me to be here on the eve of 4/11. I mean, I'm so behind this and into this. I mailed hundreds of people over the last couple of weeks. I call it fire the synapses. And what they found is that when you do certain kinds of exercises to fire up your synapses, you actually can gain brain power. One thing I want to mention to people is we created a website called freebrainpowerscore.com where we will give your listeners, hope it doesn't crash our server.
Oh, we may. We've been known to do that, Josh.
But freebrainpowerscore.com will give you a free brain power test. And what's more, in that brain power test, we'll let you compare yourself to somebody your age or somebody 20 or 30 years younger. See, the average brain starts to decline after age 25. So when we talk about the aging brain, we don't mean the 40, 50, 60-year-old brain. The brain starts to decline after about age 25, and quite rapidly. As I said, by age 50, 55, you can have experience up to a 50% collapse.
Don't the brain cells regenerate? I mean, because I had heard when I was a kid that they die off, and then lately I've heard that they can regenerate. What's the truth?
Well, here's what they discovered in 1998. New York Times came out with this classic article where in the monkeys they found that if they are in a stress-free environment, their hippocampal cells, that's the center of the brain, that's the learning and memory center of the brain, the hippocampus. It's kind of between your ears, in the middle of the brain,
yeah.
Little horseshoe-shaped organ. The hippocampus wants to generate new baby, immature, they call, or nascent brain cells every day. Every day, the hippocampus, if it's relatively stress-free, can generate up to 10 to 20,000 new stem cells that turn into neural cells for memory and concentration and learning every day. Unfortunately, there's a number of things which will clobber these guys before they reach maturity, which takes only about 20 days. You can guess what some of those are. Trans fatty acids, aluminum, mercury, those things. Stress, cortisol. One of the biggest things, though, is if you keep your brain curious, if you keep learning, if you keep firing the synapse, and especially if you use things like speeded games or the brain exercise games that are available.
All right, hey, Josh, when we come back, tell us a little bit more how we can keep ourselves tuned up. And I also want to get your take on what I see all over the place now. So many people are walking around or driving around in this zombie state. How come? We're going to take your phone calls in just a moment with Josh Reynolds. And next hour, Archbishop James Long joins us, the demonologist. All that in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Josh Reynolds, our guest here. Josh, we're going to get into some of these things that we do to make our brains function better. But have you noticed, too, how some people are just acting like zombies? It's almost like they're in a fog. They're daydreaming all the time.
Absolutely. Who was it? One of our famous statesmen or one-time wise men wrote, "The world is full of the walking dead." I think today, many of us are brain dead. Our brain is fried by the stress, the information we have to process, the pressure to thrive, let alone survive. Fear paralyzes the brain. Anxiety paralyzes the brain. When in history have we had more fear, more anxiety, more stress?
Constant.
Torture is another phenomenon, and that's the chatter. Our minds are fragmented.
What do you mean by the chatter?
Well, we have these voices that converse with each other. In the back of our head, a lot of people feel there's these, the yogi masters talk about the drunken monkey. So we have these voices, and I'm not talking about split personalities. I'm talking about the conversations we have with ourselves and it seems different entities in our brain. So what happens is, here we are, our brain's very tired, it's running low on fuel, stress burns out key neurotransmitters. We're driving, we kind of go in this automatic mode, right? You talked about the zombie look on people when they're driving, and they're carrying on a conversation. They're not in the moment. They're into their process, their mechanical, repetitive thinking. So obviously, I don't know if you were coming to what can we do about this, but obviously we got to perk up that brain. We got to train the brain. See, we were never trained to focus.
I agree with that.
We never had focus 101 in high school, grade school, elementary school, college. So, and as you age, it becomes harder and harder to focus, especially if you never learn. It's like not learning how to ride a bicycle, and then you're 30 or 40, and they put you on a bicycle. You know how much harder it is to learn to ride a bicycle? So what we have in these brain power tests, the free brain power test that we're going to offer people, is a focus detector. It will actually not only give them a brain power score, it'll let them know how focused they are. We figured out an algorithm, and we saw how unfocused most people are. But the good news is you can train focus. It's like a muscle. Just like memory and thinking and brain power, you can train focus. Your life kind of gets clear and actually slows down when you get more focused.
Can you also train people to reduce stress in their lives?
Well, if a component of stress is information overload, right?
Yeah.
And the brain can't keep up with every year. More information is insulting and assaulting our brain, and our brain's slowing down. It's like a computer. The processor, the CPU, just can't keep up. The RAM can't keep up. Even computers, they have to double the memory every 18 months. It's called Moore's Law.
That's right.
They don't do that with the brain. The brain's slowing down. So what I call is upgrade your brain to the speed of change or to the speed of life. Yes, you can do it. All you need is the right biofeedback tool, such as the brain power test that people can take for free. That kind of brain exercise.
The more you take, if you take this brain power test 20 times, will it help you or just one time? You just need to take it once.
Well, you take it once. Actually, you take it three times, because the first couple times they want you to get to know it, and it kind of flattens out the learning curve. The third time you do it, you're going to feel that juice. You know, your brain cells get more juiced than your muscle cells when you do a workout. You actually feel high. Some people call it the neural thrills of these brain power exercises. So actually taking this brain power test at freebrainpowerscore.com will, after you take it three times, it'll definitely buzz up your brain. And it kind of introduces you to what all of my brain exercise games are about that I've spent much of my life developing. You need to speed up that processor, and yet it's fun, and it focuses in the brain.
Let's take a few calls, and then we're going to get into some specifics with you, Josh, before you're gone this hour.
Thank you.
We'll pick it up and go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I've had Alzheimer's, or not Alzheimer's, vascular dementia for the last 7 years. My wife ran an Alzheimer's unit, and we discovered in her Alzheimer's unit that by my relaxing and doing certain things with the brain every day, like using things on the computer, that it has slowed down the dementia tremendously.
Fantastic.
I also have migraines, and for over 20-some years, I've used biofeedback, and I seldom ever have to take any meds for it.
Fantastic.
It is.
You're such a living testimony to what I'm saying. That's great. I want to congratulate you. You know, you may have been diagnosed with vascular dementia, but as far as I'm hearing you, and I'm sure all the listeners, you're right with it. You're doing the right thing. Keep it up. Keep that brain. You know, lose it, use it or lose it, pertains more to the brain than it does to the muscles of the body.
I've got a friend. She's in St. Louis. She gets migraines, shuts her down for the day. For the day. I've never had a migraine in my life, Josh. Why do some people get them? Other people don't.
Well, the key thing with migraines, they say, is where too much blood is flowing in the brain. There's tension in those arteries in the back of the brain that want to let the blood back out. In the back of the neck, there's tension there. So the brain, the blood pressure builds up in the brain. That's why there's a biofeedback course that's been taught for years around the country that teaches you to warm your hands. When you can warm your hands with biofeedback, what you're doing is reversing the blood flow from the brain back out to your extremities, and that in and of itself helps you to relax.
Let's go to our wild card line. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hi there.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
All right, take it away.
Yeah,
sure.
What I want to ask is what effect psychotronic weaponry has on the brain. I'm a victim of psychotronic weapons, and I know that Alex Jones said that one should go public right away. The torture has gotten so enormous.
Okay. All right. Josh, there are some people who may have been bombarded by...
Yeah, listen, I understand. You know, Nikola Tesla was the first to define that the Earth resonates at about 8 cycles per second. It's called the Schumann resonance. It's actually 7.8 cycles per second. The brain wants to naturally go down to that is alpha, theta, borderline, 8 cycles per second. If you learn meditation, what it does is it aligns your field with the Earth's own natural resonance. It aligns your brain's electrical instrument, which radiates electromagnetic waves. They can measure your brain waves across the room with what's called a SQID, super quantum induction device. What you want to do is keep meditating. Meditation will protect you. Meditation will diffuse whatever damage you think is done. Meditation will help you connect with and resonate with Mother Earth.
Give us a couple of brain exercises, if you could.
Well, sure. The things that I like to tell people is when you, I call it speed seeing. So let's say you're in a grocery supermarket, and you're looking for something that's on the shelf, and you don't have to, you kind of squint, and you get down, you look here, you look there.
Yeah.
What I want you to do is scan everything in the right department so you know the soup that you want is there, the milk that you want is there. Scan it really fast. What happens is by scanning fast and yet looking hard, you fire up the synapses throughout the whole neurocognitive tract from perception to thinking. You're firing those synapses. So what happens is you may not find that thing you're looking for immediately, but you've got time. Stand there, do that exercise, scan, and ultimately you'll get very, very good at this. Another exercise is when you're driving. Don't turn your head from side to side, but you can turn your eyes from side to side. You can pick up information from your field of vision that's outside the normal tunnel vision that we have. What you're doing is not only becoming a safer driver, you're firing up the synaptic pathway through the brain. And that firing helps to develop the brain. See, when you fire the synapse faster by looking faster, I mean, I'll give you one more exercise. You've lost somebody. You're trying to identify somebody in a crowd. Instead of, you know how frustrating that can be,
yes,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You might look at them 10 times.
Especially if you're in New York trying to find them,
right? Absolutely. Well, just scan. Scan fast. Trust yourself to eventually latch on to the pattern of the person you're looking for. But it's that rapid firing of your visual tract that literally develops brain cells or develops what's called neurites. Those are the dendrites and axons that grow when you fire up your neurons.
Josh, is it also because when you scan like that, the brain records everything? It sees everything.
Absolutely.
And then as you tune yourself in, that person you're looking for or that item on a shelf, which you already saw in the first place, you might not have just registered it, it's there, and the brain kind of brings it out?
Yeah, and it's a matter of self-confidence. It's a matter of gaining confidence that you can pick that pattern out faster and faster. But actually, George, my brain exercise games, which have been used by some world-class athletes like Sean Green of the New York Mets,
yeah,
to be with the Dodgers, the year he did my brain trainer exercises, he got his batting average up to over 300, but he hit 48 home runs to break the Dodger record. What we trained him to do is see faster. So what was a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, we trained him just with these visual exercises that we present, he could start to pick up down at thresholds that the normal person can't see, like 16 milliseconds. So a 90-mile-an-hour fastball looked like a 60-mile-an-hour.
See, it's funny you say that, Josh, because the great athletes, the Gordie Howes during the hockey period or the Mickey Mantles, these guys used to say that they had the ability to slow things down.
They go in the zone.
Yep.
When you go in the zone, your brainwaves cohere, you go down into alpha, everything slows down, and you're sharper.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi. Is it permitted to disagree on some points?
You may. Absolutely. You may disagree on anything you want.
Oh, this is great. Thank you. Okay, first of all, I found I've been in Mensa for 25 years, and I've worked in science.
Okay.
And what you're talking about has been my main interest in life, I guess you could say. But I found that the most important factor in determining IQ is hereditary factors. In other words, you have to pick the right mate. You can't engineer it in it after a person is created. And as far as stress, as far as I can tell, stress is very important in your life. If you take it away, it takes away the challenge. If you're playing chess or playing tennis, you're under stress, but it makes you actually better.
Yeah, it's a different kind of stress because the anxiety, you're handling the anxiety, you have an outlet. It's like being upset with something and fear, anxiety, and then you pound the pillow. But let me address that for a second because we've had a lot of Mensa members,
sure,
take my brain exercise games and increase their IQ. Many, many Mensa members have emailed me. They've increased their IQ because they trained their brain to process information faster. There have been studies with children in the inner cities, for instance, in Berkeley, who were down around 70, 75 IQ, and they gave them B vitamins. They brought their IQ 10 or 15 points. Obviously, we know that you can decrease your IQ test-taking ability. So maybe we're talking about test-taking ability. Our brain exercise games were studied at the University of Texas. They got a 9-point increase in the group that did the brain exercises over 21 days. Did their IQ improve by 9 points, or did their test-taking ability improve because they could focus and retrieve information faster? That's the question for you. I don't know.
There's a science behind this, Josh, but there's also a common sense behind it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, but, you know, we used to be born in the 50s when I developed a barbell company. Everybody said, you got what you're born with. Maybe you do a little Charles Atlas and you do a dynamic tension or something. But then we found out that you can start building muscle and actually with that muscle and the right kind of exercise program, build agility, build strength, power, agility, muscle. I think to some extent with the right nutrition, taking away the stressors that affect the brain and bog it down, improving that neural substrate, which are called elementary cognitive processes, which is the basic substrates of processing information. If you can train your brain to process information faster, you'll do better in an IQ test, SATs, at work, in classroom, whatever it is. But I do agree with you. There is obviously a range of improvement beyond which you had to be born with it.
You had mentioned three supplements, three items that would help the brain. What are they?
Those three supplements are combined in a pill that I just had clinically tested at the Brain Resources Institute in Australia. It's a world famous. It's called the product's called Procera AVH. But what AVH stands for is acetylcarnitine at a certain dosage level, vinpocetine at a certain dosage level, and huperzine A.
What are those things?
Well, what are they?
Yeah, I've never heard of those.
Phenylcarnitine is naturally produced by the body until about age 30, 35. It is the primary, it's kind of a modified amino acid with an acetyl group that feeds fat into the mitochondria. So it helps fat burning, but more importantly, our poor mitochondria in our brain cells are what shut down and cause brain aging, accelerated brain aging, or accelerated cognitive decline. If you can feed the mitochondria the fuel that they need to kickstart them back into activity, which is literally acetylcarnitine carries fat into the mitochondria. It also helps the membrane. It also has a neurotrophic effect. Vinpocetine increases blood flow to the brain and throughout the brain. It increases circulation in your brain. See, as we age, we get less oxygen, we get less glucose, we get less neurotransmitters and vital nutrients. They slow down appreciably. If you can kick the brain's metabolism up, feed it more oxygen, and get the blood flow to the parts of the brain that shut down with age, you perk up your brain. Again, supplements are great, but brain training is probably the fastest way to improve brain power, because you're driving, when you drive a synapse to fire faster, two things happen. The brain's chemistry changes. It starts to excrete brain-derived neurotrophic factors. These are growth factors that the brain starts to produce, which then helps the dendrites and axons grow. And these are the wires, the internet cables, the cables in your brain that connect all the synapses. So you literally can grow gray matter.
Why is it sometimes, Josh, you wake up and you're just in the groove? Your brain's clicking, and I mean, you're just fire. You're on fire. But then other days, you feel a little groggy, I mean, mentally, and it's just not there. Why the difference in two separate days?
Well, it could have a lot to do with what you ate the night before or didn't eat. Let's say you had stress. Let's say you went to bed and you carried some stress from the day.
All right.
Right? What that does is, in this very sad situation, George, they found that the average 45, 50-year-old person has more cortisol, which is a measure of stress, when they wake up than during the day. Now, why is that? Because we're not sleeping right, or we're processing our fears, our anxiety, our stress of the day. So you wake up, you have a higher level of cortisol. This has an effect of fogging up the brain.
Mm.
Most of us live with brain fog. And I never knew. I thought brain fog was something that my wife and her 45-year-old friend suffered from. I went to my son's 2-year-old class. I said, how many of you kids in here know what brain fog is? Over half the hands went up.
That's amazing.
So brain fog is a universal phenomenon.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
At all ages. Tell us about the website. We only got about a minute or so left to go here.
Freebrainpowerscore.com. We have a few surprises for you. You get a free brain power test, but you also get a brain speed test score. You also get a focus score. In other words, how well are you concentrating? And best of all, we give you a free brain age score. Brain age has been this big phenomenon that Nintendo has jumped on with their device called the DS. It's about $160 with software in this device. They've sold millions of these things. They advertise everywhere. They give you a brain age score. We give you an honest-to-goodness brain age score, and then we invite you to try the brain exercises, which allow you to reduce your brain age, and we give you the score. So you get to see whether it's working or not. I maintain the average person, let's say age 40 to 45, 50, can reduce their brain age by 15 to 20 years in less than a month.
And to stay at that level for a while?
Actually, you have to stay active. You find other ways. You know, what you find is you have more mental clarity, you start processing information faster. All of a sudden, you feel like a jock, an athlete who, you know, was maybe a couch potato all their life, and all of a sudden they feel this new surge. So you tend to become more active. And that activity, that curiosity, you're reading faster, so you want to read more. All of that keeps stimulating the brain, and it's that stimulation that fires the synapse.
All right, very good. Hey, Josh, thank you so much. Keep in touch with us, all right?
Thank you, George.
That's fascinating, brain power. You got to have it. You really do. Well, in a moment, demonologist Archbishop James Long joins us for a classic Coast to Coast program. I'm George Norrie. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.